This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, the story about Jackie Gleason is that his ex-wife supposedly relayed a lot of this information after he died. Doesn't mean it wasn't true, but certainly we did know that Gleason had this interest. In fact, he was a guest on occasion on the original paranormal talk show host Long John Neville. And he was a really, really intelligent man, and we think about his great comedy and his ability as an actor. But he could also ask probing, serious questions of guests that didn't satisfy his curiosity.
Interesting. I'll have to go look at those. I never listened to that.
Some of the Long John shows are actually on YouTube because I think the copyright has long since expired. Him and Nixon are just fascinating.
Yeah, I have to go back and listen to those. I'll look them up. Thanks for telling me.
In a lot of your writings, I see that the whole COVID thing, the whole COVID lockdown, really seemed to make an impression on you because you write quite a bit of it in your second book, and then some of the articles that I've come across, you talk about it quite a bit. Is that true? I mean, you know, was this a unique situation for you that, I mean, you saw it as a either a good opportunity to sit down and write a lot, or were you bouncing, you know, against the walls, complaining against society?
It was both. I was greatly dismayed at our government, at everyone. It was a fracture in my generation and in all generations. Seeing the world shut down was scary, you know, and my wife was pregnant with our second child at the very beginning of lockdown. So I was growing a little worried with seeing the things our government were doing. And just shutting down my kids' school, you know, seeing my kids, their life just be taken away. They would, you know, they're sent home. Their school doesn't tell them anything. No one sees their friends anymore. My grandma is dying of leukemia and she lives with me. I'm taking her to the hospital every few days for her treatments. So I'm someone who's pretty reclusive my whole life, and I typically don't like going out in the world. However, when the lockdowns happened, I was kind of forced to be out in the world more than ever. Whether it was taking care of my grandma, who was very sick, or if it was, you know, going out and doing stuff that I didn't want my wife to go out and do because she was so pregnant. Just the fear of the unknown of, you know, I remember very clearly where I was at the time in New York. We were out in the woods, and it felt like we were being invaded by the government because all of a sudden in the night, white tents popped up in giant parking lots and big lights. And it looked like they were waiting to receive something from the sky. It was very ominous, and the signs blinking, go home, save a life. So that was concerning because I immediately thought of what my grandfather told me, who was a police officer in Queens and in Manhattan in the 1970s, was, you know, it sounded like hell. He saw what he would say is a dead body every day, just from either depression or crime or a mixture of the two. So I had this, like, ominous feeling that our civilization was collapsing through fear, through government overreach, and so there was that. And also, I was sent home from work. And that was not a good feeling. You know, I'm a father of one child at a time and about to be a father of two. My jobs were closing down. I was afraid of how I was going to support my family. I had nothing really lined up. I was still teaching at that point, but teaching was coming to an end, I knew, soon, because I couldn't take being an adjunct much more with the lowfalutin salary, as Gene put it, which is, you know, that's putting it nicely. So I was able to go home and kind of reevaluate. So I was able to find a bit of a blessing in COVID in terms of staying at home and reevaluating my life and working really hard to try to make something so I could save my family from being completely destitute, because I'd been there before and my wife and I had pretty much lived out of a car at a certain point. We were squatters at another point, and I was afraid to go back to the streets, more or less. And I couldn't let that happen, especially not with my son seeing us. You know, I didn't want to see me fail. So I took advantage of my time at home as much as I was getting crazy watching the news and afraid for civilization. I was afraid for my students who were afraid of the world. And I was acting as a therapist for students who were emailing me constantly asking about, like, if I had answers for them, which I didn't, but I tried to coax them through. And so, yeah, it greatly affected me. And I found the best way to handle it is to write about it. And I did. So I, you know, and it found its way in that book a lot, in terms, because a lot of strange things were happening for people. There was a big, you know, boom in UFO sightings and ghost hauntings during the lockdowns. And you could attribute that to people just being home more often, paying attention more. Who knows what? The skies were clearer. You know, industry was shutting down. People were seeing the Himalayan mountains for the first time in years with the human eye. So, yeah, it had a profound effect on me. And I think I'll be talking about it forever in the same way my grandfather talked to me about the 70s in New York City as a cop and getting shot at all the time. Where it's nothing really unique. Humanity is always facing horrors. We all just happen to face our own horror these last few years.
I just want to tell Shane, and you folks can find it on YouTube, there is a recording of Jackie Gleason talking to Long John Neville in 1958 about a UFO incident. And Shane and Tim have the link. You can find it, everyone, if you just look for Jackie Gleason on Long John's show on YouTube. And it's right there. It's the only one I could find.
Thank you.
I get paid extra for that. Don't worry about it.
From Jackie Gleason's estate.
Does he even have an estate anymore?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
I think his UFO library is still around, probably, you know, stashed away someplace. But
yeah, they did. They sold his house for $12 million.
Wow.
Who has it, though?
But it's nice to see that it's still there, though.
Definitely.
You know, it hasn't been bulldozed away, you know, for a housing development.
Yep. Thankfully.
It says here that Jackie Gleason was worth about $10 million. But remember, now that would be about $50
million. Yeah, definitely.
But going back to your COVID writings, I mean, you know, I could really identify with a lot of the things that you were writing about and how you were able to bring that in with you know, just all kinds of diverse subjects.
I appreciate that. It felt like a decent through line. I needed it. I needed to get it out of my system. And then this book series kind of coincided with my need to get it out. And I didn't want to at first. I hesitated. I was like, I don't know if I should, but I kept seeing a type of paranoia as a theme in my writing. I've kind of always been a little paranoid. I think it's maybe a byproduct of growing up next to a military academy. But, and paranoia, I think, globally escalated during COVID, whether for various reasons, you know, government, fear of virus, you name it, whatever. So it felt like a match made in heaven, because a lot of paranoia is tangible. If, you know, people say a lot of things that might sound crazy, but I have this unfortunate problem of being able to connect a lot of this paranoia to things that the government has done in the past that's been, like, you know, made public, very clear. I said Tuskegee earlier. You can go and then look at, you know, what we did to Guatemala, which is a very similar thing with syphilis and or MK Ultra, and who was created out of things like that. So knowing that that's possible, it's not easy for me to divorce that from the reality we're in today.
We've got Shane and Tim and Jean. Lots more to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ah, yes, MK Ultra, the MK Ultra word. For those who are always interested in conspiracies, what do you think MK Ultra was up to?
I think it was early stages of mass mind control. I think a lot of interesting people were possibly born out of MK Ultra. So, you know, I always think of MK Ultra with Midnight Climax. and basically the government more or less abducting people and drugging them and seeing what they can get away with mind control, people on drugs. And, you know, I read a great book. Maybe you guys read it, Tom O'Neill's book, Chaos, about that kind of connects, you know, Ultra and Charles Manson. So I just see it as a way of getting to understand how to manipulate our brains. You know, it's psychological torture and it's brainwashing. And this is the paranoid side of my brain talking, but I think that there's something tangible to it. I don't think they just stopped MKUltra after a while. I think they just rebranded, like no different than they did UFOs to UAPs. Now it's something else. Maybe they call it Twitter and Facebook or something. But I think are under some type of mass hypnosis, whether we like to believe it or not. And it sounds silly saying it out loud, but I talk to people in the real world who feel sometimes as if, to me, they might have been brainwashed, whether it's from the 24/7 news cycle or social media. I don't think those things are all bad. There's a lot of good to them. You know, we're connecting because of things like that. But I don't know if the cons outweigh the pros. I think our government is fascinated. I think all governments are fascinated with learning how to manipulate us, how to control us. And it certainly isn't unique to MKUltra. There's been many iterations, and I believe it's without a doubt still going on.
Again, we go back to UFO abductions. How much of that is really government efforts at mind control?
Yep. I talked to a lady who her father was a victim of military abductions, and his story sounds a lot like alien abductions. You know, I think it's episode one or two of X-Files that does a MyLab as well. And that, to me, seems like the most tangible thing that's happening with alien abductions. Yeah, I want to believe in aliens. I want to believe in interdimensional beings. But when you know what our government's capable of, just through what's been declassified, then you know there's no, like, boundaries for them. They will do anything. And when I say they, I don't mean, like, what you were saying earlier, not the people, low-level people, maybe not even the president. But there are definitely groups within power that like to mess with us, whether it's on a small scale thing. And when I say small scale, I kind of make a joke, but I'm only half joking, where I believe like MKUltra kind of evolved into these mind experiments on Facebook and Twitter that went viral, where, you know, people are debating, is it a blue dress or is it a yellow dress, whatever that was. You know, and these are like widespread kind of experiments that seem silly and fun. But to me, looking back in retrospect, it's just I see these memes that might be silly, but they're creating a division and a type of way to manipulate one's perception and ability to, you know, respond to their surroundings, and people get angry about it. And that kind of evolved into, you know, through politics, through culture. That's what I see. To what end? I don't know. I know people in power like to keep people divided, because if we're divided, we can't motivate to help change things for the better. And we're too busy hating on each other for all number of things, when in reality, you know, the big problem is the people who have a lot of money in government, a lot of power, who think they can just mess with our lives. You know, the other thing I always talk about is our reality is so manufactured in terms of what the CIA and the FBI can do, has done, and or is doing. I always think of Operation Northwoods, you know, when the government went to, I believe, JFK and said, okay, we want to start a war with Cuba. How do we do that? Maybe we should, you know, harm our own citizens. Maybe we should cause a bomb. Maybe all these horrible things. And, okay, that's a horrible thing for a government to even be considering at all. You know, I recently heard a person on a podcast who was former CIA, supposedly former CIA, say in terms of Northwoods, oh, well, they just like to hear all types of ideas, even bad ones. I'm like, well, that's a really bad idea. That's not bad. That's like an evil idea. I don't know if we should be hearing evil ideas in our government, these people who work for us, supposedly. When I say our reality is manufactured, it's hard for me to believe a lot of things the government says, because we've caught them in so many lies throughout the ages. We know what they're capable of, you know, syphilis experiments, Northwoods, MKUltra. We don't know what they're doing now. We talk about nuclear war a lot these days because of what's going on. People then mostly look back at the atom bomb with Hiroshima and Nagasaki and see, like, wow, that is a horrible thing. Horrible thing. It's a horrible, horrible thing. But like MKUltra, they didn't stop doing this stuff with the atom bomb that we knew of in the 40s. They just kept making crazier, scarier weapons. Just like MKUltra, I'm sure they just kept going crazier and scarier. I don't know what they have in store for us now, but I know there's things out there that will blow our minds when it does come out. Yes, my paranoid, the paranoid side of my brain is always, you know, dancing with my somewhat, whatever's left of my logical side of my brain, trying to make sense of all these things.
You know, of course, it's very important on the part of politicians and others to appeal to the lizard brain within all humans, appeal to their fear, create crises so that they'll be afraid. Now, when you were talking, I was thinking about a movie from 1996 called The Long Kiss Goodnight. Didn't do super well at the box office, but I thought it was really, really good. Gina Davis plays a school teacher who actually suffered from amnesia and was really a former CIA spy. Samuel L. Jackson's in it. Anyway, film didn't do super well, but it's about the CIA trying to stage a terrorist act for the sole purpose of getting their budget increased. Doesn't matter if people die.
No, and that should terrify everybody listening right now. We get so mired down with the day-to-day stuff. Right now, I'm potty training a two-year-old, and that's my biggest concern. But, like, I'm also worried about these government structures that just freewheeling spend our money to do these ridiculous experiments. I understand that we all have our daily lives, and if we all feel powerless to this insanity, like, what are we going to do? What I choose to do is speak openly about it. I write about it. You know, and I try to make it hopefully relatable, which is, you know, Tim brought up the COVID, my writing about COVID. I'm hoping that that through line of the fear of COVID is a way to make these things more relatable. And then I can expand out from there by connecting that fear, paranoia, government overreach to bigger stories that have happened in the past that might be happening now.
The Long Kiss Goodnight. Check it out. Yeah, I don't know if you have to pay for it or whether it's free somewhere. I'll look it up and let you know. We've got Shane Cashman, Tim Swartz, and Gene Steinberg looking into conspiracies, inevitably conspiracy theories. The other one being, of course, let's just do the break here. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Well, it looks like The Rock is staying clear of the Oval Office. Dwayne Johnson revealed the fate of his much-talked-about presidential bid, saying he's ultimately decided against it. It's off the table, Johnson told CBS Sunday Morning's Tracy Smith. Yes, it's off the table. Hillary Clinton, though, is dusting off her husband's playbook by criticizing the Biden administration's open borders to put herself in place to mount a 2024 presidential run, according to veteran political consultant Dick Morris. Morris, a former aide to President Bill Clinton, said Hillary's setting herself up to enter the race as a moderate choice for Democrat in 2 years. This would be her third shot at the White House. And Herschel Walker urged a woman to have a second abortion. She says the Georgia Senate candidate's ex-girlfriend says he wanted her to terminate her pregnancy in 2011. She chose to have their son instead. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Getting back to conspiracy theories, and we're talking about that movie and talking about what the government might be up to, about appealing to your lizard brain, and I kind of think private industry can get involved in this. And we have social networks spreading information, and we assume, well, okay, maybe it was Russian disinformation in 2016, maybe hostile governments are sending information through those social networks because their, as they say, their detector of false information is defective and they take advantage of it. So this information gets through. People read this stuff over and over again, and because it's so readily available, they fall into the trap, into the rabbit hole of this small area of information, leading them to believe that everything else is not true, and therefore they believe things that are total nonsense. And that gets to be pretty crazy, because it really, it's one way that someone out there or a group of people could take over a country and the world simply by making people afraid of non-existent things.
Yeah, well, it's like the Yuri Bezmenov quotes from that great interview he did, the KGB defector, talking about how, you know, Russia could destabilize a country through just a few generations by manipulating their realities, by destroying language. And, you know, I believe no government, no authority should be in charge of deciding what I'm reading. I am a strict, absolutist freedom of speech guy. I don't care what it is, unfortunately, even stuff that makes me personally feel sick. I think people have a right to read it. And I believe that because if I have the right to hear these horrible things, then I know how to debate them better and hopefully destroy those ideas with better ideas. The government, being the arbiter of what they say is truth, shouldn't scare you, because we define truth differently these days. We always have. Humans are constantly warring over definitions. That's all most war boils down to, defining what's good and bad. So that bothers me. And what you said is a good point about, basically, if you know what people fear, they can control you. And the problem with people getting narrower and narrower information fed into them is that, and this goes for all political sides, they will eventually start hating a caricature. they no longer even recognize their so-called political enemy. They just see a caricature. And that's really dangerous, because then you're just hating this, like, imaginary boogeyman. Where if you just sit down with most people and you think you disagree on politics, you might disagree on a lot of different things on policy-based levels, but we all just want what's best for our families, for the future, and we'll disagree on ways to make that happen, but we're not the caricatures that most people see. Now, there's definitely people out there that are caricatures. They exist. But this constant news cycle of confirmation bias, where people just hear the thing they want to hear, and then they get to, that feeds their hate of the political enemy, that's super dangerous. And that's like that division thing we were talking about earlier, where the more that happens, the easier it is for people to operate in the shadows of our government and do these ridiculous things that sound preposterous, but are without a doubt happening and have always been happening. So we gotta find a way to get back to people talking, having good, solid conversations. It's okay to disagree. That's great. It's also okay to question everything, all the time, anytime, even if you feel like a fool doing it. I think questioning everything is a necessary, like you have to. And people, you know, these days seem afraid to question because they'll be called out. And that's one of the problems with social media. I think there's a lot of good. But one of the problems is if you say something that sounds like it goes against one narrative of the other, you'll be ridiculed. You'll get the modern stoning that happens on whatever platform you use. You got to be able to withstand that. It's just BS. It's just people saying horrible things. I've had my life threatened online for defending freedom of speech or investigating some of these stories, like the new book we got coming out in about a month. Unfortunately, you got to have a thick skin with this stuff. I understand a lot of people can't, and you got to bow out. But I, for whatever reason, have a defect in my brain that makes me speak out and not afraid. And I just, all I want is conversation, whether it's about weird stuff, conspiracy theories, your own fears, your politics, whatever it is. All it comes down to is having a good conversation so we can hopefully walk away and not see a caricature, but see an actual human being.
Now, when we talk about the online world, what I've seen, I've been online since the 1980s with the text-based systems before AOL. I was on AOL. I actually worked for AOL for a number of years. And the thing I noticed here is you have these groups of people who, I guess, they have no lives. They have no lives, whatever. And they get together and gang up on other people. And I've seen this happen to me over the years when I went through some various difficulties financially. We had these haters who said, that's not right. We'll go after that person because he's vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But the one thing they did, actually they did two things, but the one thing they did that had the worst effect, they found out where I was living and they harassed the leasing office about me and I lost my lease.
Wow.
Unfortunately, these people were separate people in different parts of the country, and to go after them legally would have been impossible. I'd have to get like the FBI involved because it crossed state lines and nothing would ever get done. But I understand here that I'm not the only person out there who's singled out. There are people who have it much worse. There are people who decide to go for public office. They get elected and hopefully it's for good intentions, not just to gain power. And they have to hire bodyguards.
Yep. So where I work is, you know, we're a part of Timcast Media that's owned by Tim Pool. He has his own political show that we're affiliated with, and he's been under intense scrutiny. He's been swatted multiple times. I think it's a dozen times now where we've been at the studio, and he'll be recording live, and police show up because they got a phone call saying there's an active shooting happening, and then they have to go report on it. And I think the first time it happened earlier this year, you see police run, basically going into his studio expecting the worst. And it's because people don't like him because he questions things. He talks to people. And those are things I think are very important. It's fine to disagree with somebody. It's another thing to threaten them, because swatting is basically death by cop. That's what you want. You know, someone just went to jail for 30 years for swatting someone because they basically want you to, they want the police to run in on the person, and they want the person to be so caught off guard, and if they have a gun, shoot back or fight back in any way and then die. So that's terrifying. And what I found though is that the people who are really, truly, you know, heinous and they're mean and they wish you harm, they're mostly just projecting and they hate themselves. That tends to be the case most of the time. The other thing I've noticed, and this has been happening a lot in the last few years, is that I think a lot of the so-called people, I'm doing air quotes right now, I think this, like, the wave of hate has evolved into bots. And I think a lot of the people, especially on Twitter, are not even real. I think they're just bots that say the same thing in little different ways, and they attack a certain idea that might be trending. And I noticed this years ago when it was like Katy Perry on Twitter released some new single, and I was reading the comments, and it was just the same thing in different languages, and the, like, a word here or there would change. And I was like, well, that's weird. And I started looking for that, and it was happening a lot, and mostly on, like, larger platforms where there would be, like, almost like leeches, barnacles on the bottom of a ship, just hanging on to all these tweets. And they were very clearly bots. The accounts were just created. They had almost no followers. There was no real personality to the page. And they were all saying more or less the same thing. So I think that's where we're at now, is where that online hate that happened in the 90s, which obviously happened, you experienced it. I've experienced it. I know the people who threatened my life. Now it's like bots are just doing, the bots are like the avatars for whoever's, you know, wants to do harm on people or just make them feel bad. Because I think what their goal is to kick them offline.
I'm going to ask you about the bots in a moment. With no buts or ifs and ands. Okay, by the way, Shane will stay with us for the After the Paracast podcast part of the Paracast Plus. Check the Paracast.plus for more information. Shane Cashman, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. Oh, again, into conspiracies here. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
When you talk about bots, Shane, are we talking about a spontaneous development in the software that creates this, or the physical activity of certain people to generate fake personas?
Well, the first one, who knows? I'd like to think that it may be a possibility, but I'm thinking that these are things that have been born out of algorithms in someone's basement or on some bot farm or whatever that, you know, people can create. And they kind of go after some things that are trending, things that are specific words, perhaps, or after specific individuals who might be in the news more often. You know what the dead internet theory? That's one of my favorites, is that most of the people we interact with online today are just bots, and that the internet is actually dead, and we're just taking part in some type of activity on a wasteland. That's kind of how I view the internet. I think a lot of the people who drum up a lot of hate are bots, and the people who you might come up against who are real and might hate you for whatever reason, they might have been informed by bots. You know, I think a lot, I've read articles that are just written by AI. I mean, we've seen art created by AI. They're definitely writing articles. You can read these things that if they're written by people, those people should be checked out. There are infinite amount of articles, tweets, Facebook posts that I think are the creations of bots, and I think they're just working off of the algorithm to create something that might look human, but they're not human. I think one intent is to sow discord, and whether it's, you know what, honestly, it's not always discord. It's sometimes it's to make someone look bigger than they are. So I was gonna get into you know, the dead internet theory and Elon Musk's purchasing of Twitter. And one of the things that I think was a problem, you know, in April when the first news of this broke was Twitter's ads might not have been based on real data. And what people were saying is that a lot of those ads, you know, Twitter was saying, oh, we get, you know, this amount of clicks on our ads, which makes, you know, Twitter worth more. However, what was coming out was the fact that maybe a lot of those clicks, maybe a majority of those clicks were bots. So it's just manipulated, you know, reality once again, but in terms of ad revenue. So it's maybe not in that case to sow discord, but it's to create a false reality, to make a pop star look bigger than they are, to make something trending that's not really trending. But, you know, the bots I see, if I post something about something that happens to be in the news today, if you say a buzzword, if you say Ukraine, if you say Russia, if you say nuclear, I feel like I'm getting hit up by bots. And it happens on Instagram too. where I'll call them out. Sometimes they're a real person, and I think they've just been informed by bots. And I think they maybe are just reading things that are going viral, or they're reading comments, and they're feeling the hatred of these very simplistic written articles or tweets by bots. And they've been manipulated. And I'm like, hey, you know, if you're a real person, we could talk about this, because I don't know why I have the time to do this. I should be doing other things, but I'm going to save the world by trying to de-radicalize someone who's been radicalized by a bot. Who knows? Maybe I'm doing something good.
It's a good thing to do, but the success rate may not be that high. There are some other bots I've encountered, and one is the commercial bot. The commercial bot is something or someone who says, don't listen to the Paracast because they have 5 minutes of content and 5 minutes of ads. Now, this is a radio show presented on a real network, syndicated by a real network in the USA, so there are commercials. Okay, a fair number of them, but not half and half. It's like TVs. A TV show, for example, has 42 to 43 minutes of material during a one-hour period. That's like 26% ad, something like that. That's what we are. We also offer an ad-free version for a subscription fee. So you get these bots or these people who post reviews of the Paracast on YouTube or iTunes. They say, it's half commercials, half content, can't listen to it, which is not true, of course, as I've just explained. You respond to it, and then someone else gives you the same argument as if they're totally unaware of it.
Yep. The beauty of the bots, when I say beauty, I mean now we're looking at from the point of view of the bots and the people who create this crap. They know that most people aren't going to do their due diligence to undo whatever the bots are saying. You know, they're not. A lot of people see headlines, and that's enough. A lot of people don't read the whole article. A lot of people just see the tweet that's trending. A lot of people see the first 10 comments, and that's enough for them, unfortunately. But I understand, because we're all very busy. The world is crazy. A lot of things are happening all at once. We have our lives. We have our bills. We have our family. So I get it. But the bots take advantage of that, and they know we don't have the time. So they'll say things repeatedly, almost like a mantra, to get it in our heads, and then it becomes reality because we don't have the time to, unfortunately, investigate it. But we got to go out and say it as much as we can to hopefully counteract this stuff, because it's prevalent.
Give you another bot. It's called the Gene Has a Gambling Problem bot. What that means? I'll tell you what that means. On my son's Facebook page, he had a photo of me and him and one of his friends in a silly pose, taken outside of a casino. Okay? Taken outside of a casino. Now, because there's a photo online of me taken outside of a casino, that proves I have a gambling problem. Pause.
Oh. Yep.
Think about that.
Yep.
How many people would be standing, say, in a Las Vegas hotel or anywhere with a casino environment, standing outside, not doing anything, minding their business? How many of them have gambling problems? Wouldn't you actually have to enter the casino and actually use one of the machines or play one of the games? Even then, what percentage of those people have gambling problems? Of course, in this case, the reality was completely wacky, because the maximum amount of money I've ever taken into a casino is $20. And I've been to casinos maybe 10 or 12 times in my long, long, long life, because I don't care. But so I have a gambling problem. Look it up.
See, what your problem is you're applying logic. And these people or bots don't use logic. They do anything. See, like, you could explain that, and then a bot or a person who thinks like a bot or just any other Neanderthal will be like, well, he's a gambler on his phone. He's got apps. He's got credit cards. He doesn't need to go. They'll create any reality they need to try to prove their point to slander you. This happens all the time. It happens to individuals like us. It happens to people in politics. The news is the corporate media is the most guilty of it. They'll take anything out of context, turn it around, and then bill that as the reality to cause hatred, confusion, whatever. Happens all the time. It's been happening forever. I mean, that's how people manipulate our reality.
Right. And the problem here is the journeyman journalists, and I've known them, I am one of them because I have a traditional broadcast background. They're dedicated to promoting the truth. They want to find the truth and they'll report it. The problem here isn't always deliberate. The editors have a given amount of time, especially in broadcast medium. They don't have the time to really thoroughly explore a story. So they look for a couple of key points. And those key points may or may not advance an agenda. The corporation doesn't care. The corporation, and we're going to mention names. No, we're not going to mention names. The corporation wants to make money. They sell ads to make money. And even if, with, say, 90% of the content on a particular network is perfectly normal, accurate, there's going to be 10% that's designed to get the eyeballs watching because they want you to see the ads. They want you to buy the products. They want to get their ratings, and they want to make money. And that has nothing to do with facts. Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about it. And I can name any particular network with any political persuasion or non-political persuasion. Sometimes it's just the nature of the business. No bad intentions, we just got to make a living. Sometimes it is deliberately slanted in a certain way. Again, I don't want to get into politics. That's why I'm not naming names. Let's ignore the politics. Let's ignore the limitation. Problem is the limitation of media in general is that large corporations dominate. The small town newspaper, the small town radio station, the ones I worked for many years, they do not exist anymore in large quantity. Big corporations buy them up and they want them to all be the same because they want to basically bring whatever their brand is to a particular community. You'll find, for example, that some communities have 10 stations with different formats owned by the same company. We're an independent network, by the way, GCN. It's not one of those large corporations.
That's the way to go.
More to come with Gene and Shane and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.